What's up? What's good? What it do? Welcome everyone to the 100th episode of Just Javid. Y'all, we made it. Or rather, I made it. I highly doubt that any of y'all motherfuckers listen to all 100 episodes. But either way, even if you listen to one, half one, doesn't matter. Fact is that I made it to 100 episodes. I said to myself when I started this that I wanted to, well, at first I said that I wanted to go for a full year. And then I got to a full year and I was like, oh, bro, I can keep on going. Oh, let's go. Mistake that was, by the way. Let me tell you, I should have taken a break long time ago. But I was like, fuck it. Let me keep going. And I'm like, and then by the time that I like really, really started getting burnt out, I was at like episode 70 something. And I'm like, fuck. I'm so close to 100, bro. We're closer to 100 than we are to zeros. Like, dude, we should just, fuck it. We should just keep on going. And that's what I've been doing for the past, like, 30-something episodes. Just trudging and keeping going. But we is fucking here. Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and all those in between, we are here at the 100th episode of Just Javid. Now, everybody was asking me, well, what are you going to do for your 100th episode? The same thing I do for every episode, y'all. Nothing, really. Just spitting off of the top of the dome. But you know what I might do? You know what I might do for shits and giggles? I might listen to a couple clips from my first episode and see what has changed, if anything has remained the same. I won't do any effects or anything that I do, you know, later with the later episodes. I'll leave it as raw as the day that I put it out and see what I sound like, I guess. Yeah, we could try that. The only thing I might take out is like some dead air and some silence because I feel like I probably wasn't on point with all of that in the beginning. However, before we begin, y'all remember to like the podcast, share the podcast, follow it on all of those streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, all that good stuff. Follow the Facebook page at @just_jivin and the Instagram at just, wow. No, wait, that's the Instagram. I'm bugging. The Facebook page is Just Javid, like how you spell the show. The Instagram is @just_JIVINN, and the Twitter is @JIVINN_podcast. You would think with all the episodes that I've tried plugging this that I would have it down by now, but I still fuck it up. But that's how you know it's authentic, baby. Ah, man, I'm so excited. Not necessarily for the 100th episode, only because I'm like, well, I made the goal to set that and do it, so I'm proud of myself for doing it, but I'm really more excited about this break, y'all. Like, I cannot say with words or describe the sensation I'm feeling right now recording this 100th episode, knowing that after I am done editing this, making the post for this, and all of that, that I am done for at least a good like 6 to 8 weeks minimum. Then we're going down to once a month. I don't care. That's what we're doing. And that's honestly like the 6 to 8 weeks is like, you know, a gauge. Like it could be longer than that. Who knows? Because I'll be honest, y'all. I don't really have much to talk about anymore. You know, I need time to like observe my world and understand how things work there. And figure out what philosophies and life perspectives or whatever I can gain from that. But I can't really do that if I'm trying to talk about something every week. You feel me? Like I need time to decompress. But we're already all the way in here. And I didn't even talk about the beer. Shout out to my friend, Lady Kimchi. Well, her name isn't Kimchi. Her name is Kimber, but I call her Kimchi. She came up the other day. I taught her how to snowboard, and I'm honestly not that good at teaching people how to snowboard now that I realize it. But I'm going to keep on trying it because I do want to continue to show that you can do this snowboarding thing. You know, it's really just getting down all the technique. But anyway, she came up, and she brought some fucking beers with her. Shout out to Eddie Line Brewery. in good old Buena Vista, Colorado. That she got me this dank, son, this delicious. All right, check this out. I love citrus stuff, like oranges. I mean, I like grapefruit, but I won't really eat it raw. You know what I mean? Because it's just a little too bitter for me. But, you know, lemons, limes, I love citrus things. So she got me this citrus IPA, and it has some mango in it. Now, the mango is a little bit more subdued on the, it's kind of like on the mid palate a little bit. So it's not really like a forefront flavor. But I'm also realizing that mango flavored beer is like, you really gonna have to go subtle with that. Because if you put too much mango, it kind of has this like weird artificial taste. If they are using artificial stuff, and if they're using real mango, then it's most likely in a sour. Because anyway, let me not. Like, y'all know what it is by now. I fucking rant, ramble. Just keep on going. It's that ADHD, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to use it as an excuse, but that is probably why I rant the way that I do, because my mind just fucking, it just naturally wants to go all over the place. But, you know, let me tell y'all, it's been a wild ride. What, you know, Tarek, I have a question for you. What have you learned for these past 100 episodes? You know, my mother would say that a lot. She would ask that question a lot when it was like when we would come home from the Kingdom Hall after doing the Jehovah's Witness thing or whatever, listening to the talk. She would be like, what did you learn? And if we answer, you know, we would have the answer to get like some McDonald's or some shit as a reward or whatever. But I started doing that to myself. It's like, well, what did you learn from this? Because what's the point of doing anything if we're not learning? What did I learn? Well, number one, gotta get better at promoting your stuff, Tarek, outside of the circle of Facebook, because let's be real, no one in your circle really listens to this shit. Those of you who do, I thank you, and you already know what it is, you know exactly what I mean when I say that. So definitely need to work on promotions. Number two, take a break well before 100 episodes if you're gonna be doing this. You know, the reason why I stopped doing the videos is because I just, nah, son. Let me describe to y'all my process of making a video, like a video week, how it was for a video week podcast this past year. Cool, I would set up the room, set up the studio, you know what I'm saying? So that takes time. You gotta get the pre-production done, gotta get the lights, gotta make sure I'm in frame and focus, the lights is good, yada, yada, yada. Then record that. And then during the recording, I would have to restart the camera because it only records for like 10, 20 minutes, 30 max, I think. And when I had guests on and I had longer shows, I had to keep on getting up and starting the shit over in the middle of the conversation. It's really immersion breaking. Then after I recorded it, I had to put it in the video editing software, take the audio that I recorded with the microphones, put that in the video, sync up the video to the audio, chop up the video with the audio, add in any effects, transitions, text, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm sorry. Before that, I got to do color grading. I have to make sure that, you know, the colors is nice and it's not too flat. It's not too saturated, blah, blah, blah. Do this and that, boom, bam, boom. And then once all that's done, I bring it into the audio editor and then make sure the voice is nice, clean those shits up. And then add the music beds and all of that stuff. Then bring it back into the video and do one final run through for it. And then I have to do another run through for the audio, because how I edit the episode for the video doesn't sound right if it's just audio. So I got, it's like doing two productions in a week. And I tell you, it's like, nah, nah, I ain't doing that shit again, boy. Let me tell you what that was. Tarek, that was wild. I don't know why you even tried to do that. But hey, at least we got 100 audio episodes out. I started with audio and I got the audio out. Fuck, I forgot what I was talking about. You know what? Let's just play a fucking clip from the first episode while I gather my thoughts. Welcome, everyone, to the Just Jiving Podcast. This is your host, Tarek. You can call me T. Doesn't really matter. Actually, it does matter, son. My name is Tarek. Tarek. Not T. Don't call me fucking T unless you a close friend of mine. Those are the only people that I allow to call me T. Everyone else is like, nah, my name is Tarek. I don't know why the fuck you said that.
Before we begin, I guess I should talk about what this podcast is gonna be about. This is really just me doing my own thing here, honestly. I have a whole bunch of words in this container here, and what I'm gonna do is use those words to kind of guide the conversation. I may not necessarily talk about the entire word for the whole episode, but I'll use it to guide and steer me.
Bro, you ain't got no personality in this.
With how the episode, I think, should be going.
Where's your inflection, son?
There's really nothing more to it than that. I hope to maybe brighten up your day a little bit. Shit, if I'm smart enough, maybe get you to think about shit in a different perspective or see shit in a different way.
Word.
But if I had to pick one goal with this podcast, I want motherfuckers to be able to listen to this shit and be like, you know what? This is some cool shit right here.
Word.
I like this.
Yeah.
Word.
I can dig it.
Smile on that face. I can dig it. Now, at the end of the day, I want y'all to understand something. Nothing of what I say matters at all.
Yeah, I still agree with that. Yeah, nothing I say really matters because the only significance anyone else's words has to anyone else is the significance that that person allows those words to have on them. But that's not really saying that what I say is correct or that it matters or whatever, unless I guess you decide that it does for you. But nah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, y'all motherfuckers need to remember that. What I say on this show doesn't really matter because, well, I'm just me over here. You dig it?
No, I'm not smart. I'm not a fucking expert on any of these subjects. I'm just a motherfucker who knows himself well enough and knows how to spit his opinions. That's really it. And the only reason why I decided to have a podcast in the first place is because, hey, a lot of older women kept on telling me I have a nice voice, so this is mostly for y'all.
That is true.
No, let me stop. No, but deadass, I want to be able to, I guess, spread whatever the fuck I have on my mind to other motherfuckers. To appease my own ego. But at the end of the day, you don't gotta listen to shit I'm saying. If it makes you fucking laugh, great. If it makes you fucking think, great. If it makes you do, you know, any kind, if it has any emotional value or whatever the fuck, cool, bet. But just remember that I'm a dumbass. All right, cool. All right. Now, what is the first word today? Sex. You know, I don't like talking about sex. At least not, well, unless it's with the person I'm having sex with.
Yeah, word.
Because, like, what the fuck? You know, we all like sex. We human. And, well, okay, maybe not. You know, you have asexual motherfuckers, but whatever. For the most part, we like sex as humans. And it's like, you got your quirks, I got mine. Unless we fucking, it doesn't really matter. You know what I'm saying? Why do I need to tell you about my, what's the word I'm looking for? Proclivities?
Ooh.
In the bedroom, I wouldn't say proclivities, but it might not be the right word.
All right, first off, I gotta say your vocab was definitely on point still, motherfucker. Proclivities, very nice, very nice. That definitely, though, the whole not wanting to talk to other people about sex and shit, yeah, that definitely still rings very true. I see no reason to do that because I'm not having sex with you. Nor do I intend to. So it's like, why do you need to know? Yeah, I have been actually recently questioning the whole, like, the reverence. But it feels like reverence. You know, I'm not saying that motherfuckers worship sex, but there's this like admiration to being open and talking about sex and all that stuff. And I mean, I'm a server, and I've been serving for like over 10 years, and I'll tell you, every spot has perverted motherfuckers, and we all have Bev Station conversations where, you know, where you get the drinks and whatnot. And then people, you know, we talk a little shit, you know, we say something a little, you know, a little risque, a little lewd. I've never worked any restaurant that didn't have some kind of sexual, not tension, but a sexual talk about type atmosphere. I'm not saying that is wrong, but for me, I don't really like talking about my sexual exploits like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I joke around, and because I have such a, large personality, a lot of times people think what I'm saying is true. Now, I'm not saying that I necessarily lied to y'all, but did I? I don't know. I don't remember what I said. And it was probably just to make y'all laugh for the most part, because I don't really like talking about what really goes on in my bedroom, because a gentleman doesn't kiss and tell. And I'm a gentleman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a gentleman, ladies and gentlemen. And another thing, episode one, Tarek, bro, where was your personality, son? Like, maybe it just came out after doing this for 100 episodes, but bro, you were the fucking the monotoneness on you. Oh my God. No ups, no downs, no nothing. Just ums and stutters and silence. Like, bro, where was this? You know what I'm saying? Where was this? I guess you were a little nervous. Episode one, Tarek, even though you want to be like, nah, I'm not nervous, bro. I got this. You son of a bitch. You was nervous as fuck. I can hear it.
You see, I say that, but I also do understand that as a server, what the fuck else do we really have to talk about? I mean, we talk about, oh, I should have told y'all that. Yeah, I used to serve. Well, I say used to because this whole fucking quarantine shit, I'm jobless right now, but...
Oh, yeah, I totally started this podcast during the fucking quarantine in 2020.
I was a server for fucking almost 10 years, and the one thing I could definitely say is there are a lot of, let's just say inappropriate conversations that goes on in the serving world.
All right, so there's still some consistency and synergy with past Tarek. That's really funny because I'm listening to this as I am, you know, doing these little interjections, and I said the exact same thing, and now I'm hearing it's like, oh shit, I already said that. That's freaking funny. That's awesome. It's good to be consistent, but good to change, but good to be consistent. Do y'all see that I am still consistent with episode 1 and 100, but there is a difference between episode 1 and 100? Can you dig it?
And if you think the fucking front of the house is bad, Jesus, man, some of the worst shit I've ever heard came from cooks, bro. I love y'all, though. I love y'all motherfuckers. But honestly, I think I'm just a prude.
We are 1,000,000% a prude. Absolutely. I don't care for the publicity of any sexual exploits at all. I do believe in the understanding of it and knowing the scientific terms and whatnot. And yeah, I do believe in that. But, you know, like PDA, not a big fan of that. Like, I'll hold a hand, sure, but, you know, don't touch me. We in public, all right? Be decent, goddammit. Don't give me no kiss and shit. And then, but it's like I've had it happen, and it's like, all right. I mean, it's not too bad, but it's still like, stop it. We're in public. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I am a friggin' prude, son. That hasn't changed at all. It's actually gotten a lot worse.
I think I'm just a prude because I don't like motherfuckers. Like if I had roommates and, you know, they heard me doing the bedroom tango with somebody and shit.
Yo, was this the birth of the bedroom tango? Because I was wondering when I started using that as a actual phrase. Was this when I first started using it? The bedroom tango. That's that's dope, son.
I would feel really fucking embarrassed. You know what I mean? Because, like, you ain't supposed to, You're supposed to fucking, like, orgies and shit? No.
Nah.
Swinging? Nah. Not for me. None of that. Fucking that cuckolding shit, whatever? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, fuck that. What the fuck?
Alright. Why? How does watching somebody else have sex with somebody that you're with turn you on? I'm not asking so that people can fucking answer that question. It's a rhetorical question. It's not one of those things that I really want to get to the bottom of, honestly. It's like, all right, that's your shit, whatever.
You know, I'm not trying to kink shame nobody, but I still find that odd. It's just like, so let me get this straight. So you marry someone so that other people can fuck her. Huh? That don't make no sense. What? And I'm sure it's not like one of those things, well, I don't know. Maybe it's not one of those things that just happens automatically. It's like, oh yeah, I've always wanted to fucking do this, or it just happens over time. I don't know. But it's still, you know, for me, because it... And the thing is that, like, I get it, you ain't my possession, blah, blah, blah. But if you with someone and you sign the verbal contract of exclusivity, then why would you want to break that with the I'm horny clause? You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't make no fucking sense. And then, you know, this is my ego 100,000%. But if someone out there is fucking up better than me, then I'm gonna feel some type of way about that. And I'm just be like, well, why don't you just go to that motherfucker who fucks you better than shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can't provide the sexual side and whatnot, it's like, well, all right, I guess we done here. Cause I'm not in, cause you know, the whole, like, sex is what takes platonic relationships and makes some non-platonic. You're telling me that you can have romance without sex? I'm sure you can, but it's like, if we ain't fucking, then how are we any different than like two best friends? You know what I'm saying? Who are just really, really close. It doesn't make sense to me. It's the whole, like, the sex part is what is making the romantic part of the relationship more substantial. But I mean, that's just me. Obviously, I'm sure you can have a decent relationship without sex. It's just that when you take that out of the equation, what do you have left outside of a relationship that you could have with pretty much, well, anyone who you get close with? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's the intimacy and whatnot that people are talking about, right? So if it's the intimacy, you can be intimate with more than one person. It's the sexual intimacy part that makes relationships, romantic relationships and marriages and whatnot, which makes it different, is to me, whatever. But hey, you want people to fuck your wife? Go right ahead. Actually, funny thing about that, I was a unicorn once, but I told the motherfucker, I was like, listen, number one, you ain't watching me, and no, I'm not fucking recording for you, son, unless you fucking pay me, which he didn't want to pay me. So it's like, well, why am I gonna show you my stroke game and my technique and all that stuff? Like, if you wanted to, like, nah, go ahead and have sex with your girl, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm just here for some quick side dick. And truth be told, never gonna do that again. That's another reason why, actually, I'm a bit more of a prude. Did I ever tell y'all that story? I feel like it's buried in one of the episodes here. I definitely had to have told y'all about that story. Moving on.
I guess that's the thing about sex, huh? What's your thing may not be somebody else's. So then we pretty much have... let's say you're hooking up with somebody for the first time, right? I guess we all, after a while, have these basic standards that we each, you know, want in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't necessarily mean that the other person will adhere to those standards. So how do you find somebody that you are sexually compatible with? That is a very good question.
That is a good question. I don't know.
Very good question. Does sexual compatibility matter as much as general compatibility?
I'm gonna say yes, because you're gonna be having a lot of sex in the relationship, hopefully, over years and years to come. So
yeah, you would need to. I mean, I guess if you were generally compatible in the relationship outside of the bedroom, then that would make it a lot easier to be or to find out how compatible you are in the bedroom. But even then, you know, at first, maybe some people might be trepidatious about some things, might not want to try some things, just outright flat don't ever want to try certain other things. I do believe it's important, definitely, since we do a lot of it, but the general compatibility, I think, matters more so since you're going to be hanging out and spending time with each other outside of the bedroom more so than you'll be inside of it, you know? I mean, hopefully, you know, you'll spend like at least, like what? How much of a percentage of a relationship you think should be spent fucking? Like 25? That's a quarter. That's a quarter of our time, B. So, like, if we was to divide the day up in fours, what's 24 divided? Wow, I'm really bad at math. Six. So, for 6 hours? Nah. All right. So, probably less than 25%. Maybe it's more like 10? Maybe? I don't know. Because, like, you hanging out, right? It's not like you just gonna be fucking for if you have like 7 hours to hang out with each other, like 2 for the fucking, and then you go do something else or whatever. Yeah, so definitely not 25%. That's a lot.
Is compatibility a skill that can be learned?
Huh?
Or acquired over time?
What?
I only ask that because
that don't make no sense, bruv.
I'm sure we've known people that, you know, have been in relationships, and at first it seemed like they wasn't going to work out with the significant other, but I guess they kept on trying, you know, the communication and shit, you know, they did the damn thing, right? And then after a few years, like, oh shit, these two is like two totally fucking different people. It's a different couple type shit. So was that learned? Is that a discipline that can be acquired over time? Or is it just one of those things where it's like, yo, my mans, if we ain't compatible, then it ain't gonna fucking happen?
Okay, no, I'll take that back. That's actually a pretty good question.
I doth wonder.
Me too. See, because that does bring into question how much do you want to make the relationship work? And obviously, in certain cases, you're just totally incompatible and there was some fleeting spark that is no longer there that drew you both together in the first place. But in other cases, like, well, you're not the person who I thought you were initially. I'm not the person who you thought I was initially. However, there's still something there that you both want to actively nurture and grow. So in a sense, that is kind of like working and building your compatibility, unless it was always there and it was just dormant. I don't know. That's a good question. Is compatibility something that can be worked on and learned and expanded upon other than the initial compatibility that's always there? Or do you need that initial compatibility to work through the unforeseen circumstances in the first place? I don't know. I really don't know. Cause I don't believe that two people can just make a relationship work by magic. There have to be obviously factors in the play, like attraction, life perspective, work ethic, sexual compatibility, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. Huh. All right. You know, I was thinking you was sounding pretty dumb saying this at first sight, but I'll give that to you.
To be honest, if you think about it, well, at least if I think about it, there's only been 2 people that I've had, you know, romantic relations with that I would also say I was compatible with on a wider scale.
Yo, son, if I'm thinking of the person or the two people that we thinking about, then only one of them was we really compatible with outside of the bedroom. The other one
We were not. It was just, that was just some like, just tantric, insane. That was a lady I lost my virginity to, who was also bipolar. And when I say, but I mean like severe, needed medication, wasn't taking medication. I didn't realize that at the time. And just like wild and, oh boy. So you thought, and I know you thought that outside of the bedroom, you was compatible and whatnot. And you was definitely trying to be like, all right, let me see if I can wife this shorty right quick. You know what I'm saying? Even though she had two kids. Yeah, nah. If I'm thinking of who I think you're talking about, then absolutely not. You were not compatible whatsoever. We didn't talk about nothing outside of fucking. I would get there and it would just start. You know what I'm saying? And then it'd be like, all right, let's smoke right quick. Oh, let's drink right quick. Oh, let's get some pizza. You know what I'm saying? We go right back to it. Let's get a water break. And then we go right back to it. I go to sleep. I leave before the kids get up. Blah, blah, blah. Like, we barely, the conversations that were had, insignificant. I'm sure that the lady had more of a liking for them. I didn't really. But yeah, no, Tyreek, you didn't. Why would you do that? Why would you say that?
I'm not trying to say I'm a hoe, but
yes, you was. You was totally a hoe. You was totally a hoe.
There's only been only two people. It's like, yo, not only do I like fucking you, I actually like chilling with you, and I like talking to you, and this shit is fun. It's only been two people. That's crazy.
So then that means that I should not be giving out my... You know what? This is making me think a lot about the way that I'm giving out my shit. Because, you know, I take that back. I have been a hoe. I have been.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been on some hoe shit. I'm going to have to stop that. Because that ain't cool. Because at the end of the day, it's a lot more fun to get with someone who you jive with.
Word.
Yeah. It's a lot more fun to do that, but it's not the easiest thing to do. Do you keep on going out and, you know, trying and failing until you possibly find the fucking the shit that you're looking for? Or do you up your standards and just, you know, look for certain things and certain people? How much does that close you off? How much does that open you up to new shit? That's the question. I feel like this podcast is more for me than y'all. Because I'm over here thinking about all this shit that I necessarily didn't really think about before.
That is very true. We did say that a lot in the beginning.
Because to be honest, I have to like your vibe as a human being to even want to get into bedroom with you. But at the same time,
you know, I feel like that's still true now, but I wonder what you're gonna say next, bro.
If you're an attractive woman who wants to give it to me, it's kind of just like, fuck your standards, my guy. It's like, yo, this beautiful woman over here trying to give it to you, like, you really gonna pass that up, my man? Word. No, you're not. We all know you full of shit.
You know, Past Tarek, you were right. I would be full of shit. However, I am sincerely trying to work on that. Sincerely. Because my thing is that since I didn't have a lot of attractive ladies want to give it to me, when an attractive lady wants to give it to me, it's like, oh, shoot. Let's go. Where's the next time this is going to happen? But you also need to remember, you're gaining attractiveness, Tarek, understanding who you are, being more confident, gaining competency in the things that you're doing, working your way in this world. You know, so you're gonna get ladies who are gonna be attracted to you. That's gonna happen. So you're gonna need to be more disciplined in your divulging, I guess. Sure, why not? Divulging of the dick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, I'm really tired of this whole... But you also have to figure out
or come to understanding what the reason is why I'm always a side piece type of nigga. And I don't really like being that, but you're the only common denominator there, Tyreek, so you have to go and figure that shit out on your own, for real. But let's keep going.
So, I'm gonna have to rethink a lot of shit now. You know what? I like this. This is a good introspective way to look at shit, honestly. Have the standards that I've set for myself as far as, you know, getting rejected and actually achieving what I've wanted in life, all that mixed together, has that made me more closed-minded to receiving more people, or has it made me open to the realization that I do have standards? Because at the end of the day, if you do something, you're giving up on something else by default.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Me doing this podcast right now means that I'm not drawing, or I'm not cooking, I'm not playing video games, some shit. So, like, do you want mad sex? Do you want quality of sex? And if it's the latter, how do you achieve such? Because you ain't gonna find that by just getting some random strange.
Quality. Yeah, I definitely like quality.
As much as I fucking hate to sound like a Puritan, it's like, yo, you know, you gotta at least fuck with the person that you fucking with. Yeah, you gotta fuck with them in more than one sense.
No, I definitely understand that, because I have definitely had sex with people who I did not like.
We'll probably have to come back to this one, y'all. This one's gonna be a deeper topic than I anticipated, honestly.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna keep these podcast sessions short. I don't wanna go over 15 minutes. At least not at first. If y'all motherfuckers start fucking with it, then I might, you know, jump to 20 minutes. Blah, blah, blah. But for now, I'm keep this shit short. Tell me what y'all think. I wanna leave the question to y'all. Not necessarily to be answered, but just the question is: the amount of times you have sex equivalent to the higher quality of sex? As in, like, if you have a nice ass fuck session twice a week instead of some random hookups four times a week, does that make a difference? And if it does, how so?
Ooh, interesting.
I'll leave that with y'all. All right, yo. This has been fun. Thank you.
Oh, wow. No outro, nothing. Yeah, you ain't even come up with that yet. We didn't come up with anything. We didn't come up with the intro or outro. But I do like that last question. Does the quality and the amount, because if you get a whole bunch more hookups, but it's just meh, versus less frequent sex with someone who knows what you like, what you don't like, things to try, intimate, that type of stuff, is which is better? I know it's better for me, but why don't y'all tell me? Why don't y'all tell me what you think? Oh, yeah. And I almost forgot the end of the phrase. And the last few words are a better future. Those are the last words. See, what I'm not gonna do though is say the whole phrase so that y'all motherfuckers can just cheat and listen to this episode. Nah, you're gonna need to go back and listen to it, because I think that I said the phrase so far in previous episodes, but I ain't gonna finish it for y'all motherfuckers. Y'all gonna have to listen to it and figure that out. I gotta get y'all to listen to the podcast somehow, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, a better future. That is the end of the phrase. You know, I had a conversation with my mother the other day, and she told me, Tyreek, no one owes you anything, not even communication. And while she is correct about that, I still want to be communicative And I do still believe that being communicative works in our favor as long as we try to understand things more ourselves, what the other person's saying. Because remember, y'all, there's always four conversations being had when two people are speaking. That's what one person meant to say, what they actually said, what the other person heard, and how they interpreted what they heard. So between those four conversations being had, I do want to kind of close that gap, you know, kind of make a bridge in a sense of understanding the true essence of what the other person meant. And that requires communication. So I am going to continue to try to communicate. However, I will take a page from my mother's book and my father's book, actually, because he always said, if you can't do anything about it, why worry about it? So if I can't get communication from someone, why worry about it? I will still try to, though, because I believe that that is the best way for me to operate. So if you've been listening, whoever guesses or knows or whatever, if you've been listening and you think you got the phrase, then bet. All you need to do is send an email to justjivinpodcast@gmail.com. That's JUSTJIVIN podcast@gmail.com. The first person that I get an email from that sends the full phrase gets that giveaway item that we've been talking about. I didn't forget about that. But if no one hits me up, and I'm going to say like a couple weeks probably, like I'm going to give y'all motherfuckers like 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe max. If no one hits me up, I'm just going to take it for myself. Because I know what it is and I kind of want it. So, yeah. All right. Well, you know, like I said, this wasn't going to be nothing special. This was just a little reminiscent kind of thing. More like a thank you kind of thing. More like a last hurrah kind of thing. I'm really pleased with myself with getting these 100 episodes out. I'm really grateful to whoever else has been listening to me for this entire time. I definitely do believe that I've grown, for sure, with how I started on episode one and how I talk now. Definitely changed. A lot has changed. So that's awesome. So I definitely did learn something and I did grow. Now I just got to figure out what the next moves are. But in order for me to do that, your boy needs a nap. I'm probably going to just go and sleep for like 2 days straight. Yo, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to sleep and not set an alarm. Son, yeah, bro, that I don't even remember the last time I did that. That's going to be sweet. That's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to take a fucking nap and I'm not going to set no alarm. So if I sleep for like 3 hours, whatever, 6 hours, fuck it. That's what I'm doing. That is how I'm going to celebrate my time. Oh, yeah, baby. That's what I'm doing. All right, cool. You know what, y'all? It's been real. It's been fun. It's been awesome. I appreciate your time, your presence, and your existence. Remember, texting is just a basic bitch way of communication. It's only to get the essentials out, really. But you got to show that beautiful personality in person, phone calls, Zoom calls, or in person physically. You feel me? Remember to enjoy the game that is life. Stay striving, keep it jiving, and we'll catch y'all beautiful motherfuckers here, not next week, but when we come back from our sabbatical. We will catch y'all when we catch y'all. And until then, deuces. All right, Tyreek. That's it. That's fucking it, bro. 100 episodes, baby. We done.